This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace, a podcast all about how faith impacts our guests' careers and lives. I'm Sean Bowles, here with my co-host.
I'm Bob Haston, and we're here to bring you unfiltered, powerful conversations with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and culture shapers who are living out their faith in extraordinary ways. From billion-dollar boardrooms to creative industries, we reveal how God is moving through everyday, ordinary people just like you, and this podcast will give you courage, which is our goal.
Yeah, these are the stories you don't get to hear on Sundays. Plus, we get to dive deep in the latest trends in business, finance, entertainment, and politics, giving you real insight from a kingdom and biblical perspective.
This is where faith meets influence. This is Exploring the Marketplace. Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace. I'm Bob Haston with Sean Bowles. Sean, this is an incredible season, isn't it?
It is, because so many things are happening in the world that are hard, and yeah. It makes people go, do I follow my dream? But have you ever felt that spark, I could do this, and then the very next thought is, but how would it pay the bills? Today on Exploring the Marketplace, we're really going to talk about turning a God spark into a sustainable word or work without losing your values. And we're going to get practical and on how to move from curiosity to craft to income, and what to test first, how to build simple runways, and the faithfulness in your current job that you might have to bridge to your next one.
Wow, you just said so much stuff there. Curiosity to craft, bridge, build, like that's exciting to me.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Then we have our guest, Lauren Lancaster, who went from a 9-to-5 job as a casino manager, and then she became a professional makeup artist. She had a dream, and so she took it from that spark into a full-fledged career that she's been in now for 18 years. And so she's lived in Los Angeles. We met her there. I actually met my wife at the same time I met Lauren. They're best friends. And so she just has some amazing, amazing God stories. Bob, I know you and Lauren, your Lauren, recently spent time with her. And I know that was an amazing time for you as well. So our audience, you're going to love her.
How are we going to turn interest into income, Sean? With wisdom, with courage, with the Holy Spirit. I think, like, if you're listening to this show and it means something to you, could you hit subscribe, right? Isn't that what they're supposed to do, Sean? Hit subscribe.
And give us feedback. Tell us what you're thinking about, and leave a review on the podcast. It'll help us so much. Do life with Bob and I every Monday. We release these podcast episodes to help you in your career and your entrepreneurship to actually have just faith.
And it would be really cool if you know someone who you think would be a really good guest. Email us, contact us, and say, hey, you know, you should look into this person because they'd be a really good guest on Exploring the Marketplace. Or maybe you'd be a really good guest. Well, that gets kind of weird, right? Hey, I'm awesome. I want to be a guest.
I will say that behind the scenes, privately, a few people have emailed us and said, I think I would make a good guest. This is very out of normal for me.
Yes.
I'm supposed to tell you about myself. And it's okay to pitch yourself. I think there's a time to hear God's story. And if you're carrying it, we want to hear it. So stick around. We're about to help you turn interest in income with wisdom and courage and the Holy Spirit leading. And if this helps you, again, subscribe, tell a friend. Let's go. All Okay, Bob, let's name the tension in this real talk. You can be called and still not have the path. How do you move without blowing up your life? How do you move into the things you feel called to? And I think, you know, we have to look at this because so many people are not doing what they feel called to. They're just doing a career or they're just doing a job. And then there's that thing that happens sometimes when you go, wow, God's put something in my heart to do. Can I do that as a career? Can I do that as a job?
Right. And so one of the things that I want to talk about in this is like, we have an assignment. Mm-hmm. And assignments change, like, right? You're a video game producer. You've changed over time, but your identity doesn't change. Mm-hmm. And so here we're talking about these assignments. And is it prison? Is it exciting? Is it something you really want to do in your current assignment? Because Sean, we talked to so many people who hate their jobs.
Yeah.
And they're dreaming as an entrepreneur to build a widget or start a something or become a influencer just to escape what they hate. And that's not what God has for us. What God has for us is moving us into the next season or the next assignment or the next phase of our life with Him. So dreaming with Him.
Well, and I think, you know, no matter what we do in this world, it's going to have some suffering. It's going to be hard. Even if you're living your dream, it's going to be hard. I know for most people I know I've talked to who are successful, and we've even had some on the show. It's like, why all heaven was breaking loose, all hell was breaking loose. Why they were doing the thing that they loved the most, they were getting sued. They were losing money. They were having cash flow issues. They were losing employees. They were being betrayed. And so there's always going to be hardships. So sometimes you get this image of like an escapism, like you're saying, if I could just do what I'm called to do, what mm-hmm. I have an assignment to do, and it's this other thing. And it's really not going to rescue you from the hardship of this world. It may make your life easier in some ways, but there's also, with greater assignments and greater authority, there's greater levels of problems. And that's just reality. So I think a lot of people, when we get out of that escapism mind, we actually come into a place of foundational, like, God did create me for something though. And what did He create me to do that would honor Him and actually, you know, live my life in a way that actually causes Jesus to get His full reward through my life? What does that look like? And sometimes that does have to do with career and assignment, thank God, or it's career and job.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that happens is once you feel like you get your assignment, the second part of this, which is really hard for a lot of people, is consistent reps. Like just start putting one foot in front of the other, day after day, week after week, month after month. It could be 5 focused hours a week. It could be whatever it is. Start moving towards what God's calling you to.
Yeah.
Don't wait for perfect conditions. Ecclesiastes 11:6 is pretty good with that. But, you know, in Zechariah, I always come back to don't despise the day of small beginnings.
I love when you read that.
I know. And in the New Living Translation, it says, don't despise the small beginnings, because the Lord loves it when we start.
Yeah. And you think about this, because when we're going to do something that we feel more passionate about, like when I was writing books, when I first started being an author, I knew that this is something I wanted to do. I wanted to be an author. And I knew from the time I was young, I wanted to write. Mm. And I won competitions in writing, and I went to writing classes and seminars and weekends. And what I wanted to write wasn't what I start writing. What I start writing was what I knew, which was Christian teaching kind of books, because I was in ministry and doing that. And I was really enjoying it. That was still part of the process. But I remember just going, when I sat down with the first publisher, and he goes, well, I could publish this for you, but you're going to have to buy back 5,000 books, which was like $25,000. I don't know. It was like some big number. And you're going to have to keep those books and sell those. And that basically paid his publishing process. And a lot of publishers were like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could do this. And I remember just thinking, I'm going to work really hard for a whole year, and so I could pay that and publish my book. And I just thought, I don't know, like, this is that too much to believe for? Am I going to have 5,000 books sitting in my garage, you know? And I was so afraid, but I also was counting the cost, you know, building a runway in the context of my current life. I knew I couldn't be a full-time author today, because it's like something that takes time to build, and it takes a proving process to actually publish and do these things. But I remember publishing that book, and it did pretty well. It actually sold 10,000 copies that year, which was phenomenal. Now, with publishing deals, I didn't make much money from that 10,000, you know, copies that sold. And it was like, oh, wow, this isn't like a sustainable full-time income for somebody. This is going to have to be a side project. But it was a very passionate side project that I started to do. To now I have, you know, 8 books plus workbooks and all kinds of things. And it's been a very fulfilling thing. But I also had to realize as I was doing it that this isn't going to be my everyday full-time thing.
Right. And you know what you did, Sean? Our fourth point is you invited wisdom and covering and counsel. You asked people, like, how do I do this? Yeah. And people came alongside of you. And, you know, you have some fabulous books out there. A couple of my favorites, like, that I've ever read,
that's are out there.
And so at any rate, but you invited people around you to say, like, how do I move forward in this process? Proverbs is the whole wisdom chapter. So go look at that. But that's what you did, is you brought wisdom around you to help in it. And it's so funny now, like, books, you think about writing a book now and it's like, are you kidding me? Because it's changed so much. That writing a book would be, is some people are called to write books, but it's just changed from when you were writing books and when I was writing books.
Well, and you think about it too, like, it's, I love that point, because the reality is, like, if I look back at what I really felt called to, like, my assignment is communication, creating conversations.
Yes.
And we're doing that through podcasting right now. We're doing that. And that's what I write these podcasts before we start. And
I know.
But at the time, and I don't think any of my books were just stepping stones or just projects. They were actually things that I felt I needed to do. But I think a lot of people, when you're having a dream, like whether it's Lauren, who's going to be talking soon about makeup, or whether it's you, Bob, with a painting company, like how do you get a painting company from the VW van to all the way into a full-fledged, like, commercial operation with all the types of work that you do? It's like, when you have a dream about something, there's going to be processes where you have to pivot and adjust your expectations and these kinds of things. And I think that if you don't have the counsel around you, you don't have people around you, you could either fantasize about what it's supposed to be and kind of live in a fantasy bubble, or you get discouraged with what it's not and leave it. And those two things are really hard if you don't have community around you and wise people around you.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. And then, you know, to kind of close this topic, we're waiting for providential doors to open or close.
Yeah.
Collaboration to open or close, you know, these unexpected emails, whatever happens. We just had in our business, we've been working on this job, trying to win this job for 2 years, and the company gave it to somebody else, and our team was like, are you kidding me? You know, we were trying for 2 years. 2 weeks later, we got a call from someone we've never done business with, and they said, we need you to start in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, on this giant hotel in Los Angeles that was so much better than the job we lost.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Just happened.
That's so awesome.
It's been in my career over and over. God does these things. He takes something away, or he protects us from something that's not going to be good, and gives us something that is going to be good. And the providential aspect of being a believer and walking, you know, as an entrepreneur or a business person, is that's our secret sauce.
It is. And I think most of us are thinking, like, when you get a dream with God, when you start to get a feeling of what you're supposed to be doing, it could be like a friend of mine felt like he was supposed to buy land and raise cows as a side income. And he didn't know nothing about it. And it's about, he had family who'd done it though. And he was just like, that's such a big dream. And he told me, and a lot of people laughed at him when he told him, but he told me, and I said, that's amazing. Have you done all the business feasibility? Have you done what it would take to actually make it, you know, into, and then also have you done like, do you like to take care of cows? Cause there's gonna be a lot of problems. I was like, I don't know. I don't like, I'm just going to start with a few. I'm just going to start with a smaller land and see what happens. And now he owns this huge, you know, meat butcher kind of land. Yeah. I should get a cow from it. I've never done it before, but I just think like he's come such a long way. But I think he started out with just that initial dream. And, but God, what was cool is that he had one land and the land next to it, the old man loved what he was doing and didn't have anyone to inherit what he was building. And so he was like, kept talking to him every day. And finally, the old man had a stroke. And pretty soon he was going to die. He's like, do you want to buy my land? My kids get, or not my kids, my nephew gets my house, but I don't want the land to go to him. He's not going to use it for farming. Do you want to use it for your cows? I'll give it to you. And it gave him basically $1 million worth of land. And so there's these providential moments that you could just never get to unless you follow the thread of God, like you're saying. And I'm so glad that you and I believe that. And I'm so glad that so many people who are watching are waiting for those moments, because the difference between us and everyone else in the world is that we have a God who's leading us, right? A God who loves us.
Yeah. The one thing I love about you is in your prophetic gift, Sean, is like, you'll give a word, but then you'll say like, have you written a business plan? It's the coolest thing, because you're balanced. Like, it's, you're not just kind of off in, you're very, very systematic. You hear the word of the Lord, but then you know it's going to take one step after the next. And and we have to actually do work once God gives us a word.
We have to work hard. Well, through it all, seek the kingdom first and keep your character and your rest and your worship front and center, because skill plus spirit is a recipe for what God did with Bezalel when he built his craftsmanship in Exodus 31. He filled him with the spirit to craft everything that was needed in his generation for just the worship of God. I think it's just so, so cool. And we have an exciting and incredible guest today. It's one of my wife's and my best friends in the entire world. Bobby and Lauren recently met with her, and Lauren even filmed her for some of her projects down there in San Diego. And we get to hear how Lauren stewarded a spark into her career. And she's from Los Angeles, and she's an agency represented makeup artist with 23 years of red carpet and editorial and fashion and commercial and wedding experience, and a mom of three boys, known for a clean skin forward style. She's passionate about helping people look and really feel their best with all that beauty enhances, not hides. And Lauren's journey moved from 9 to 5 in Vegas to a faith-led pivot in makeup, sparked by a prophetic word, and was confirmed by Open Doors. Let's welcome Lauren Lancaster.
I want to invite you to partner with us to spread the gospel around the world. And we're doing this through our TV shows and our podcasts, our social media. We're helping Christians navigate culture with a biblical worldview of what God's doing right now in society, news, entertainment, the church, through the Sean Bowles Show, which is our weekly commentary show on podcasts. We're building courage with our ministry audience for their calling and their careers for exploring the marketplace, which is a CBN news show and a podcast. And we're helping thousands to grow spiritually in their connection to Christ and training them to hear God's voice. And we're activating them in their gifts and helping them to have coaching tools for their inner development through Spiritual Growth Academy online. On top of this, I get to minister around the world with Sound Biblical Truth on Prophetic Edge through YouTube all week long. And we have Sunday services even with YouTube. And we have weekly videos. And this doesn't even touch other social media that we do. I, of course, do a lot of ministry with TBN, and I host a lot of different media outside of what we're doing in our ministry. But we want to have you come help us. We want to invite you to help us expand our reach. And we are on testimony overload of the goodness of God, changing people's lives through the impact that we're having as a ministry. But we need you to help us create this media, this ministry. You can be a part of our team and our family. And we get to pray for you when you do this. We pray for our partners weekly. We get to resource you. We send you regular resources, both in the mail, but also online, because we want you to be equipped and reinforced. And we also have monthly partner meetings where you get to connect with me and our Bowles team online live, so you can feel the synergy of what God's doing and let it energize your life, as well as we get to pray for you live every month. And if you can't come live, you're still going to watch the video and get the prayer, because we take whatever God's doing in our ministry and we impart it to you so you can have the benefit. But become a partner today so our fruit becomes your fruit.
Welcome back. We're here with Lauren Lancaster. Lauren, we're so happy to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. It's so fun.
I know. We have like one of our long-term friends. You guys just got to meet her, Bob. You and Lauren. And Lauren filmed with her some of her new programming. And this is one of my wife's very best friends in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And so almost every podcast or interview or conference we've done where we had a spot to tell stories, I was going to bring Lauren because her story is so profound. So Lauren, I'm so glad you're here with us.
I'm so excited.
Well, kind of take us on the journey because you were in Las Vegas doing casino compensation hosting.
Yes.
You had a salvation experience and then God started leading you into a dream. So kind of take us on the journey.
Sure. So being born and raised in Las Vegas, the casino world is an easy like jump in because I don't have a formal education. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. So that's an easy job I kind of fell into. And I loved it because I'll get into all the reasons I loved it. But I encountered God when I was 20 and I had already been working at the hotel for a year. And as soon as I got saved and started talking about Jesus and like God really transformed my heart and even how I saw my job, there was a woman that worked there. She was a vice president and she would only call me to like my extension. She's like, as soon as you turn 21, I'm hiring you. But I had to be 21 to be in this position. I'm like, okay, great. And she's like, I'm telling the boss, I need this amount of money. I'm like, whatever. And the day I turned 21, she hired me and wow. I transitioned from like answering the phones and VIP services to being this executive assistant, which was incredible because I'm not skilled typer. I'm not great at a lot of things that would entail, but God really put me in that position as I saw. It was more about people and connection. And especially at that time in the casino world, it was all just about connecting with people. And I didn't work for customers. I worked for agents outside that were part of the hotel, if that makes sense. So they would bring in players. So I just built these relationships with these people and it was incredible. And I loved it very much.
So you had this experience though, in the middle of it, where you're kind of going, this is not my forever.
Yes. There was a woman who worked there who's now my age. This was like 100 years ago. And I was only 22, 23. And she said, Lauren, do not get stuck here. Do not get stuck in this business. It's not for you. Like, it's just, I'm telling you, don't become me. And honestly, she wasn't a believer. None of that. It felt like God speaking to me in the sense where it's like, this is wisdom. This woman has been here a long time. She's 20 plus years older than you. And listen to that. But I had, Sean, no clue what to do. I didn't even think about my next step. I didn't know until there was a prophetic word given at a conference. We went and saw Sean at a conference, me and Sheree and my friend Krista. And it was the first time we were really getting exposed to the prophetic, getting exposed to what a word meant. And I still felt so new to the whole Christian world. All that meant to me was someone encouraging me to just pursue what God has in me, if that makes sense. It didn't feel like this big daunting, like, oh, now you're going to save India. It just felt like, oh my gosh. And in the conference, Sean calls us out. And one of the words that he spoke over me was, I used to know it by heart, but part of it was doing makeup. And I had never voiced that ever because not only was it not encouraged in my home, it wasn't even talked about as an option for me. I hadn't even told my best friends that I wanted to be a makeup artist because in my limited understanding, I thought I didn't go to school. I don't have my cosmetology degree. And I don't know where to go with this.
Yeah. So you got this word at this conference but had makeup been a part of your life? Had you always, as a little girl and loved?
Yes. Makeup was always a big part of my life.
She's deciphering my daughter in it right now, who might have the same call in her life.
Yes. I love it. She loves it. Yes, Bob, I loved doing makeup. But it was always mixed with, I can only say it's like connecting with someone. So in junior high, I would teach the girls like, oh my gosh, let me show you how to blow dry your hair so it's nice and voluminous. And then let me show you your highlighter. I'll do your makeup. And when I was 12 or 13, I did my best friend's older sister's makeup for prom. We're still friends to this day. She was like, you do it. I mean, I was probably maybe at oldest 13, like doing her makeup for prom. So I had a gift to want to do this for people, something that I loved it, but I never thought it would be a career.
Right. And so this prophetic word confirm something that you'd loved in your heart that you never been exposed. So how did that transition when you got that word? What happened next?
So the only thing I knew to do, because again, this was over 20 years ago, there was no social media, there was no YouTube tutorials on makeup. Like, this wasn't such a common conversation at all. So all I did was I just started journaling. I journaled all the time and I prayed and declared that this would happen. I had no idea what else to do about it. I just didn't know where to go. So what's interesting is the hotel I worked at ended up getting bought by a bigger conglomerate. And the last year of my casino job was spent at a different hotel. It was a better job, better pay, but it was, I mean, I went.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
From like having lunch at the forum shops every day to being in the basement at the Rio, which was like not even remotely cute. So I think looking back at my story, what was really interesting is I feel like the Lord took me through that year, because I'm telling you, that year, that from the time that Sean gave me that word to the day that I left to LA, you guys, was, I don't even know if you know this, Sean, this is mind blowing. Exactly a year to the day.
Oh, wow.
That I started journaling. Like, it was like October 8th or something. I mean, it literally was. And then the next day the next year I was moving on the 8th, but it got too late to drive to LA. I'm like, oh, I'll just drive in the morning. But I'm like, this was a year to the date that I started journaling and praying and saying this. So what I want to say, what's interesting is, I think in God's mercy, that last year spent, I was, you guys, so unhappy at my job. And I say that because I think that sometimes making a massive leap from, I mean, you have to understand, I don't have any family support. I don't have a bunch of money saved. I have no cushion. And I'm like, eventually I'm not going to work here anymore. And I just kept saying it. And so the last year, I just remember every month I would just be like, God, what is going on? I actually cried several times because I didn't like my job, which had not been my experience for years past. So I think in that, God made it easier for when there, and I'll get to the opportunity that I was able to leave the casino business. It made that leap easier because I had been pretty unhappy and bummed for the last year. Even though I was making more money, it was a better job, all the things, it shifted so much that by the time I was ready to take that leap, it wasn't quite as scary. I always say it's kind of like giving labor. You get pregnant and you're like, this is awesome. And then you're getting bigger and you're like, so cool. And you get scared, like, this baby's going to have to come out somehow. What's going on? And then eventually you're so pregnant and so miserable. You're like, I don't care how it happens. Just, I need to give birth. Yeah. And I think that I know that's what happened with my work in the casino world. And you guys, I would leave this. Sheree and I lived together. She would leave. We'd go down this apartment stairs together and she would be going to work at the church and I was going to work at the hotel. And I would say, and this is why our words are very important, I would say, oh my God, I would literally say, can you believe I'm going to do makeup today and I'm making $500 today? Like, number one, I should have said like $5,000 today. But to me, this was, again, 20 something years ago, the thought of making $500 to do makeup was mind blowing to me. But I had no other choice but to continually declare what I believe God spoke to me through you. And that was, I'm going to travel. I'm going to do makeup. You saw a golden rod of favor over my life and a map with different places. And again, I had only been to California and New York. Like, I'd never traveled ever. Like, that just wasn't part of my life at that moment. So,
well, Lauren, take us into that transition of.
Sure. So the transition happened, again, praying, declaring. I was at church on a Sunday, and I think it was like a singles class. Like, you know, you got to show up to all the places you need done in your life. And there was a woman named Barbara there who I was in class, and she turned around and she said, "I love your makeup." And I was like, "Thanks." And she said, "Do you know how to do makeup?" I said, "Yeah, actually I do." So she hired me to teach her 8th grade class that's going into 9th grade how to do makeup. This weeks later, went to her house, did the makeup, followed up with like a thank you card because it felt so significant for me to do this. And I think she paid me. I know she didn't pay me. It was just, I'm like, wow, I'm doing it. Like, this is a small step, but it felt really significant to me because it was just so random that she said that. And after that time with her, she said, "I want you to come work and meet my boss. I've never recommended anyone to her since I've worked with her for 15 years. She owns an image consulting business. She travels around the United States. Every time she travels somewhere, she hires a makeup artist, but you also carry the skill set of assisting because you've assisted in an executive format at the hotel. So random, but you're also a makeup artist." I'm like, yes. So my first job with this woman, her name was Rami and Barbara, was at the Four Seasons in Maui, which it was crazy. And I had time off of work and I was really honest with my boss. I was like so naive. I was like, "I feel like God's gonna da da da." And she's like, "Great, just go." And I had all this time off, fine, because I never took work off. Went to the Four Seasons, did this job, and I really felt like this is what I want to do. This is I'm actually doing makeup, but part of the word also, you guys, was Sean said, "You work at a hotel, I bet you feel really misplaced." And I'm like, "I do." Wow. But he said, "All of this is going to like work together." Like, none of that was lost. And I think that's really important for people that feel some big, they're calling out there, whatever that is, mm-hmm. whatever job you're in right now, it might feel like, this is so lame. Or what does this have to do? What did I ever think casino marketing, executive assisting, and VIP services would ever have to do with makeup artistry? Like, and the overlap is mind blowing to me. So I'm at the Four Seasons, the job's ending. I decided to take that whole paycheck, which is $1,500. I remember numbers. And I thought, I'm tithing this whole paycheck, which felt massive. Like, to tithe what I just made, there has to be a breakthrough somehow. And the only way to do this is to do radical acts. But I also wanted to be like responsible. So I wasn't quitting my job right away. But I did tell Rami, I said, "Listen, I'd like this to be my job full time. I'd like to leave the casino and do this full time." And it felt really scary to say that. Barbara encouraged me. But it was really a step of faith, putting myself out there, you know, instead of, I really believe you can open door or God opens the doors, but it takes like movement also for us.
Yeah.
And she said, "Lauren, I only have one contract. I can pay you every 2 weeks for 3 months. But after that, I don't know." And I just said, "I know this is God. God is my provider. Just, I know this is what I'm supposed to do." And she was like, "Okay." I'm like, "Okay." And that 3 months turned into 3 years.
Oh,
and we got so many contracts. It was wild how much work she got, you know? And it was an incredible time. And even that season started to come to an end. And that's when I thought, I'm going to move to LA and do the Hollywood thing is what I called it.
What's really funny, she moved in with some of my closest friends.
Yes.
And yes. Who are now the pastors of the church that I was pastoring. They actually took it over for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you moved in with them, and it wasn't necessarily an easy road because It didn't open up instantly at all.
No.
But you knew you were supposed to move there. So kind of take us on the early journey as far. Sure. I mean, now sometimes people might hear it, they hear your bio and they're like, she's a makeup artist and you're successful and you work on sets all the time. You do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But I mean, you went through it. I remember that first year. It was like, whoa, like you were thinking about moving back. It was like, this is hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It from the, like I said, the year, that full year right before I moved, we got a call. It was with Krista, a call that they needed a roommate. They wanted someone like, who do you think, do you know anyone? And she looked at me, she's like, I think this is for you. And I moved 2 weeks later. I had never left Las Vegas, never moved to California, which I had no grid for how large LA was. So I moved and I thought, I'll just do makeup there. And oh my gosh, I spent so much time in my room alone praying, asking God what's going on, because I was so broke and there was no work. I didn't know how to get work in LA. Las Vegas is tiny. I knew everybody, but I also wasn't doing makeup in Las Vegas. I was traveling doing makeup. So I had to make ends meet, but I'm telling you guys, I wouldn't even drive to meet someone for coffee because I didn't want to waste the gas. And I'm like, I have $2 for coffee, but I don't, like, that's how broke I was. So for 2 years, it was a little over a year. I cleaned a friend's apartment every week for $80. I babysat. I did beg my mom for money. I don't even remember. I'm like, what is going on? And one day I was so fed up. It was like 8 hours in my room. I'm like, I'm spending alone time with God. He better speak to me. And the best part, I was angry because I'm like, what is going on? Because I knew in my heart, this is what I was supposed to be doing. And what happened was so powerful, because in that 8 hours, I promise you, the only thing he said to me was, I will provide for you. And Cassandra was the person I shared a room, by the way. It wasn't like I had my own room in LA. I shared a room. And at times I shared like a bed with, like, just, you have to do what you have to do. Okay. So after the 8 hours, Cassandra comes in the room. She's like,
Cassandra's the roommate.
Cassandra's the roommate in our room. We had two twin beds. She said, what'd God say? And I was like, this is all he said. And it said, she's like, well, that's a really good thing to say. I'm like, I guess you're right. He said, I will provide. But I just, at some point, you just have to keep going. So I made a little makeup book. I took pictures of my friends. I'm like, I'm just going to go around and show people pictures at agencies. I don't even know how I figured out how to do that. Brought my homemade portfolio to this agency. The woman was so gracious with me and kind and kindly turned me away. And I'm like, okay. Fast forward, you guys. A few weeks later, I happened to be in Vegas. My phone rings from an LA number and I was at my family's. I'm like, who is this? I answered it. And she's like, who is this? I'm like, who's this? And she said, oh, I'm so-and-so. I need an assistant in Vegas. Are you in Vegas? I'm like, I am. She's like, oh, I was just looking through my phone for a 702 phone number. She didn't know my name. She did not know my name. So I end up meeting her. And she's like, but you live in LA? I'm like, yeah. She goes, oh, you can assist me in LA. And that changed the trajectory of my makeup career again for a second time.
Okay. So now as we get ready to close, talk to us about all the amazing things that happened in the change of your trajectory in the second year, the second time.
The second year was incredible because this woman took me on to these really cool commercials from a small show called American Idol.
It was like the biggest season too. So
yeah, funny. It was I just remember her asking me if I wanted to do American Idol. And I was like, yes. So it was the commercials for Idol. So they shot every Sunday with the Idols for the 2.5 months. And what was great about that is that's where I met my husband, which was awesome because he was working for the production company. And anyone that's worked in industry work knows it's hard to get to know people because it's so fluid and people come and go. But I got to hang out with Matt every Sunday. It was very fun. And that was an amazing experience, getting exposed to just to that type of work. And assisting is a wonderful stepping stone to being a full-time artist because you learn there's so much more besides just artistry. It's learning you know, how to navigate on a film set. It's all the things that you would want to learn in school, but God taught me, you know, I was getting taught and getting money, which was really awesome because now I'm making enough money to support myself. It was incredible.
Lauren, what would you say to our viewers and listeners about perseverance and listening to God's voice?
I would say, I don't know how this sounds, but I'm like, if you're a Christian, you have no other choice. To me, yeah. I'm not kidding. I'm like, to me, it's like that whole living a lukewarm life. I've lived what I feel like a few different lives. And I think if you're going to live a life following Christ, truly believing that Jesus is who he says he is, you have to just keep going. I feel like there's times where I'm like, I've gone this far. I can't stop now. And I had people around me. My surroundings were so unbelievably important. You guys, you can't have one naysayer around you. Obviously you want people that speak the truth, but I had people like Cherie that really encouraged me, said, yeah, this is right. This is good. Because if you just look at the fruit sometimes, like I'm cleaning a friend's apartment, like what's going on? God was really preparing me in that season because although I was broke, I had an amazing spiritual community. I mean, it was like the best time. It was so fun. So all of that was necessary to get where I was going. And it makes everything, the journey, so fun. And if you feel called to something, write it down, declare it, really up the amount of money you make though. Cause I only said $500. So I'm like, dream big. Yeah. But yes, just stay the course and have people around you that will rally around you and also are in that. That was also the powerful part of living in LA. Like no one had jobs, everyone's pursuing something. But I look back at those friends and the people that stuck with it are all so successful now. It's crazy. And the people that didn't. Like it's mind blowing. I'm like, man, life goes by quick. Stay the course, choose to believe and have people around you that will support that. And tithe. Oh my gosh. Can I just I just want to say when you were in a job that it depends on people hiring you and giving money, there is nothing worse than feeling financially scared. And I was scared a lot because I didn't come up having money. I was only me to support myself. And when I would give, I just thought it's in God's hands now. It totally let go of this control. Again, we're choosing to be an entrepreneur can be scary. So make sure you're giving, trusting God and
I love that. I think, you know, watching you all these years and just watching you get married and you guys have three kids and you know, your husband's a producer and working in the industry and then you are, but you guys even now we didn't get to have time to go to the store. You guys moved out of LA into Las Vegas, back to Vegas and how God's so blessing you guys. I just think it's so amazing to watch your life and just see that God, you know, not only did he have makeup artistry, but he also, this has become something that's not just a story. It's not just a testimony, but it's actually like on these sets when you're on American Idol or even now, it's like you had opportunity to speak into people's lives because everyone talks to their makeup artist. Everyone talks to the person who does their hair. It's like you guys are the only ones, like everyone else on set, you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed you can't talk to the celebrities. You can't talk to, but you guys can. And you guys, they pour their hearts out to you guys. We've had all kinds of talks about just some deep things that have happened because you were available to be
in
the hands of God.
It's different because the hair and makeup people talk a lot about that. And hair is like, oh, I can stand behind them if, you know, and do their hair. It's an energy exchange. It's really actually a pretty powerful spot to be because it's so intimate. And I've been able to pray with girls. Just a few months ago, I took a girl in my car after work. I'm like, is this weird? She's like, not at all. And we prayed together and invited the Holy Spirit into her life because she was just sharing, just people share everything with me. And I think there's such a genuineness when I can say, trust me, I've been there. I know the feeling. I know what it feels to be lost. I know how it feels to be depressed. Let's just pray and see what God does. And I've already built trust with them. So this doesn't feel weird. It's not like I'm knocking on their door like, hey, do you know the Lord? It's you've already shared so much with me and let me just invite God into that. I've had so many stories, Sean, of God just showing up and blessing people through me. And it's so humbling and again, makes following God this amazing fiery, fun experience that it should be, even in the highs and the lows, right? Yeah.
So Lauren, there's so many people out there who are entrepreneurs. There's a lot of people who are like, I want to do makeup, or I want to be in the industry somehow, and I'm trying to figure it out. And I want you to pray over them. But also, you have a TikTok where you're talking about your life, you're doing makeup, you're showing people how to do makeup, that kind of thing. But you also, you're just a presence. I just love you in your social media. And so people can follow you on social media, DM you there, the whole thing. How do they find you there? And then I want you to pray for everybody.
Sure. Probably the easiest way is on my Instagram, Lauren Lancaster Beauty, and then DM me, my email's on there. And it's happened plenty of times. I'm always there to encourage, especially women and especially moms. Part of my story that I know we didn't get into is I felt a call that God told us to move out of our house, and we had no idea where. You guys, for almost 2 years, God called us to move out of LA, and it happened in 10 days. So if you are waiting for God to do something, sometimes it happens right when it's supposed to. Our lease was up. I told my husband, the Holy Spirit's telling me not to sign this, which I don't know why, because we had such cheap rent. It was so scary. It was the golden handcuffs, because in LA, if you have cheap rent, you don't leave.
You don't leave ever.
You do not leave. And what's incredible for a woman and a mom is I really had to trust my husband. He read an article and said, let's move back. Let's move to Vegas. And I thought, what? How is he saying this? And he found a house and he said, I'll move to Las Vegas if we live in this house. I'm like, ugh, I roll. What if we don't get that house? And that's the house we're living in. That's so awesome. God has provided in a way as a mom. I mean, Sean, I feel like my dreams are coming true. Even in the motherhood, I get so much more time with my kids. Now I travel to all these fun places for work. I never traveled out of LA. I just traveled in my car for an hour and a half each way, traffic on the 405. I just want to say this year alone, the year that I've been in Las Vegas, I've been to Mexico, Costa Rica, Maine, Savannah, LA back and forth, of course. But these places that it's just been an unbelievable blessing. Okay, last testimony I want to give really quick. One of my favorite jobs. This never happens. My agent emailed me and said, hey, so-and-so at this job actually said we want to pay her more on her travel day. So I get paid to travel and we want her day rate to be more. We just love what she brings to the table so much. We want to pay her more. You guys, who does that?
That's awesome.
Like, that is God. Like, that's, and showing up and doing a great job and clearing away some of the old stuff for me has been so powerful. But it is, especially as a mom, man, it is an act of faith in God. You have to stay connected.
It's awesome. Okay, well, pray for us. This is so good. Pray for everybody who's watching.
Okay. Well, Holy Spirit, I thank you for just this platform that Sean and Bob are creating for people. I thank you, God, that you are in the midst of all the highs, all the lows. God, you are there with your people that want to pursue you, that want to pursue the dream in their heart, that can feel so scary or even something that they don't even want to talk about in case it doesn't happen. I pray a boldness and courage over the listeners, wherever you're listening from, that you would have this infusion of courage to say, you know what, I'm going to go for it. We believe you, God. We trust you, Jesus. I pray that whoever's listening that needed a sign, that this is your sign to pursue God with all your heart, dig into the word, dig into your community, your local church, anywhere that you feel encouragement to just know that God has you and it's about his timing in that moment, in the time that it's meant for you to springboard off, that all the preparation will be, it's not for nothing. It's for your next season. It's for your family. It's for people that are watching around you to say, wow, if he can do it with them, he can do it with me. We're all his favorite. Especially me. Amen.
Well, Lord, thanks for being with us today. Seriously, you are one of his favorites, and we get to by how God is with you. And we're so grateful you're here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being a part of Exploring the Marketplace, where faith and business collide to shape culture. Stay ahead with free resources, online courses, and exclusive content at bowlsministries.com. And even dive deeper with our online training, spiritual growth mentoring community, or grab a copy of Wired to Hear, the book that Bob and I co-authored to help you hear God in your career.
We're building a global conversation. You can be part of it. Partner with us or donate today, or recommend new guests for our show to fuel the impact. Let's stay connected. Follow us on social media at Sean Bowles or at Bob Hassan.
And did you love the episode? Share it with your network and leave a review. It helps us so much to reach more people who are ready to bring the kingdom into the marketplace.
See you next time.